Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For too long, we failed to use the most important word when it comes to meeting the climate crisis.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
He wants control of your life. He's going to control how much meat you can eat. Can you imagine that?
This is something that favors the urban, it favors the rich, it favors the elitist, it favors those that want power and control over every single minute of your day. It is disgusting.
Stop. I'm not kidding. You're making me nauseous.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We know this is tiring and exhausting, and people are sick and tired of wearing masks, and they're sick and tired of having restrictions and not seeing their friends and not having big barbecues and going to concerts. I am too.
If people want to get more normal faster, go get vaccinated. That is the fastest way to get us from here to there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Breaking news. Crime news. Lady Gaga's alleged dog nappers and woman who found, quote-unquote, them are arrested. This is according to TMZ. Remember that? She had the three French bulldogs, and she had a dog walker. She wasn't even in the country, I don't think, let alone L.A. And the guy was out walking them, and they jumped him. And they grabbed two of the French bulldogs. He kept one of them, clutched him close to his chest, and they shot him. They shot this guy. They almost killed him. He was in the hospital for a month, and then the woman claimed she found him, and the two kidnapped French bulldogs were returned to Lady Gaga. But now they've, according to TMZ, they've made an arrest. So there is some good crime news today. 844-500-4242. We're talking about the lack of help because of the increased welfare payments that they're already making. They call it unemployment, but it's, at this point, it's welfare because there's plenty of jobs. People just don't want to go back to work. 508 says, my niece runs a tavern and had to cut operating hours and menus due to no wait staff. I called a popular takeout restaurant Tuesday and was told they had to close for the day early, no staff. This is a real legit problem. It definitely is. There's no question about it. We'll talk more about it as we go along here. Right now, though, it's time for the Chump Line.
Howie, everything is the worst in America's history because we all know history only began in 2016.
That's true. I would maybe say 2015 when he came down the stairs at the Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. But yeah, 2015, 2016. When is the New York Times going to start its new project, the 2016 project, to go along with the 1619 project?
Remember the Democrats that said President Bush spoke like a redneck and the liberals that said that President Trump had a limited vocabulary? Well, I'm still awaiting their stellar assessment of our current president.
Don't hold your breath. That's all I can say. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the wise words of Martin Lamazny, the Mahatma of the West End of Boston. Never write if you can speak, never speak if you can nod, never nod if you can wink. And to which we would add the following addendum, don't ever, ever, ever tweet.
Mr. President, Anthony Fauci calling. Dr. Fauci. Yes, the midget doctor. Listen, you need to do something about this tax increase. Setting it at $400,000 means that I'll get whacked. If you don't stop this, I'll go on all the networks and demand that we shut down tapioca pudding production to slow the spread of COVID. Don't make me go rogue.
I hadn't even thought about that. he would be affected because he Biden said again last night, no one under that makes under $400,000 would be affected by his tax increases, at least for the first 90 days. He didn't add that, but I'm adding it. But so for the first 90 days, Fauci would be up there. He'd be in the millionaire class, the highest paid federal bureaucrat, the highest paid. Think of all the millions of people who work for the federal government, and he makes the most of any of them.
The Chevy Bel Air was the first to go. Then the menthol Bel Air became a no-no. If we don't halt this woke assault, there'll be no freedom left anywhere.
Yeah, apparently the tobacco companies are gearing up to fight this thing. And, you know, the ACLU. And I like that. I heard some stuff on the radio, some of these network broadcasts saying the black groups are supporting the banning of menthol cigarettes. I'd like to know if the average black smoker in the United States of America who smokes Newports or Cools or Bel Airs or Marlboro Greens or whatever the other brands there are, if he or she really wants menthol cigarettes banned. And how come it is that white smokers, Asian smokers, Hispanic smokers can make their own decisions about what kind of cigarettes they want to smoke, but black people have to have the government make the decision for them? Is this another case of the soft bigotry of low expectations?
Joe Biden did something else after high school. The Senate.
Yeah, I know. When you listen to him speak, don't you get the feeling that this is a guy who's never really accomplished very much? That, you know, there's nothing out there that has his name on it, like a successful product or he's never set up a business. He's never won a major lawsuit. He's never sold a big sales contract. His kid is a total disaster. What has this guy ever really accomplished, Joe Biden? I know he got elected president, but come on. Come on, man.
Things would go a lot quicker if Biden would just tell us what's not infrastructure.
If it helps anybody in the private sector, if it helps anybody who produces a good or a service that people actually want to buy, that don't have to be coerced into giving money to, that's not infrastructure. Everything in government, everything that helps groups that vote Democrat, everything that helps groups that don't work for a living, that's infrastructure.
The Democrat Party. Fighting no racism with racism since 2009.
Further back than that. Much further back than that. Yes, they and again, we didn't have time to get into it with John Heinderacker, but, you know, when they had this, when they had a bill before the Senate it was some kind of racism bill, and Ted Cruz put in an amendment, and he said that that it would now be federal policy not to discriminate against Asian American college students. It was a straight party line vote. All 50 Democrats voted to allow colleges to discriminate against Asian Americans in admissions to colleges. They didn't care. They didn't care about anti-Asian discrimination.
Joe was so high energy last night, he's going to have to call a lib on the next month.
I think you're right. That could have been a good poll question. When's the next time we're going to... Well, I guess he's going down to Atlanta today, right? Or maybe is it today or tomorrow that he's going down to Atlanta? Now that he's now that his rhetoric, his demagoguery has cost Atlanta and the state of Georgia the All-Star game, he's going down there to talk about how much he loves Georgia.
Charlie Parker here. Maybe you heard my press conference today. The people of Massachusetts have been doing a great job. If you keep it up, I may give you your life back before August 1st.
Yeah, I know. Let's play Cut 43. We'll play more of this later on. Okay, Cut 42. 42.
We felt we were sure we would be in a good place by August 1st. But if the people of Massachusetts continue to be as aggressive and as enthusiastic about getting vaccinated as they've been, we may have the ability to do that sooner.
Gee, thanks, Dad. I really need the car keys tonight. I got a hot day. Thank you. I'm very enthusiastic about getting my vaccine so I can have the Range Rover.
Only one hamburger a month? Well, there goes the squirrel population.
I haven't heard anyone talking about eating squirrels since Mike Huckabee was running for president way back when. He used to eat fried squirrel, he said, when he was in college.
If George Washington was remembered as the father of America, it's as if Joe Biden was trying to be remembered as the grandfather of America. Here's $5 for your birthday. What was your name again? And tell me I'm your favorite.
I think of him as the Grandpa Simpson of America. Not your grandfather or mine, but Grandpa Simpson.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you want to hear more Chump Line messages, we have a special podcast, Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make the Chump Line just now. They go, the Chopped Chumps goes up about 7 o'clock Eastern time every weeknight. Get your Chopped Chumps podcast wherever you get your other Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the sage words of Martin Lemazni, the Mahatma of the West End. Never write if you can speak, never speak if you can nod, never nod if you can wink. To which we would offer the following addendum. Don't ever, ever, ever tweet.
Mr. President, Anthony Fauci calling. Dr. Fauci. Yes, the midget doctor. Listen, you need to do something about this tax increase. Setting it at $400,000 means that I'll get whacked. If you don't stop this, I'll go on all the networks and demand that we shut down tapioca pudding production to slow the spread of COVID. Don't make me go rogue.
I'm surprised Biden didn't say, you won't be taxed unless you make over $400 million a year, or over $400 a year. This was one of those rare occasions where he actually got the number as bogus and as ridiculous as it is, right? $400,000. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Now they're changing their numbers on how many viewers that the Dementia Joe got last night.
Oh, now you mean saying, that they found pallets full of ballots?
they're getting some late mail in ballots. They didn't have any postmark on them, and they weren't signed, but they're going to be counted anyway. Now they're saying it snared 22 million rather than 11.6 million. Way down for it was still down from Trump's last year, 47%. So 22 those late breaking ballots coming in from they had to send all the vote the counters home from the tabulation center in Fulton County, Georgia. They said they had a water main break, and then they kept counting and they came up with some more. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Are you willing to restrict your red meat intake to one hamburger a month?
No, I am not.
4% say they are.
There are stories across the internet saying they're also coming after fried chicken. What about chicken stew, chicken and dumplings, or is it just fried chicken? I don't know.
I think there's a chicken shortage because there's such demand for fried chicken.
Oh, that's true. I did read that, there was a shortage of chicken wings, didn't I? Didn't I see that?
Probably. There's a lot of competing chicken sandwiches out there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the chicken sandwiches are made from chicken wings, though, are they?
No, it's chicken usually chicken sandwiches. Breast, right?
Right, exactly.
The chicken wing shortage is from all the people hosting those picnics that they weren't supposed to be hosting.
That's true, that Joe Biden doesn't want anybody hosting that kind of thing. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Well, I'm from Texas, but I've been working out in eastern New Mexico for about 3 years now on a wind turbine farm, and I don't think people realize just how dirty wind energy is. There are fleets of concrete trucks that run nonstop 8-9 hours a day, and it's gone on for 3 years. Then you have all the trucks hauling the actual turbines out here. And then they have to rebuild the roads from all the trucks that have destroyed the roads out here. And it's just, for 3 years they put up 1,400 wind turbines, and it's not green energy. They've been burning oil since they started building them.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing, Chris. I don't think AOC has any clue what she's talking about, and Bernie Sanders, do they? They have no idea how dirty these things are, and the solar power is also just as bad, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you know they 10-15 years, whenever they run their life, then where do they put them?
Right.
And I've worked out here, like I said, for 3 years, and it just the electrical trucks. From the electricians putting up the substation and putting up the big hydro lines and all that stuff, it's been nonstop oil that's been burning this whole time. And
right.
Yeah, I guess they do create electricity, but they're not they're not as green as I think everybody thinks they are.
Well, I remember when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline, he was saying, "Well, all the oil pipeline workers can just go to work on the solar panels." But as you just pointed out, the solar panels and the projects require electricians. Now, that's a totally different trade than being a pipeline worker, right? I mean, how long does it? It takes a long time to become an electrician. It takes a lot of training, and you just can't switch jobs from a Friday to a Monday. And he doesn't understand that. I don't think any of these Democrats do they?
Nope. Completely oblivious to the actual truth of what's going on.
Well, how do the locals feel about all these wind turbines out there?
Well, my family owns land out here, and they're loving it up. This is desolate eastern Mexico.
Because there's nothing else they can do, I guess, with the land. In some cases, but there's not enough land for twice the size of California to produce all the energy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That story at Red State about the Biden administration's plans to ban fried chicken. That is satire. It's the lead story, and it doesn't say satire until the very bottom. But I shouldn't have taken the word of the texter. But it's satire for the moment. It's satire. Who knows what the future is? They are coming after hamburgers. They are coming after. menthol cigarettes. So who's to say fried chicken is not next? All right, it's time now for Taylor Cormier with the Week in Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
That's right. Every week at this time, I bring the latest woke stories in woke news to our listeners and to Howie in the hopes that you all can be a little bit more woke in your everyday lives by following the rules that a lot of these people are being forced to follow. And Howie's learned a lot so far. He's learned dead naming, neo-pronouns. What else have we learned, Howie? We've learned a few things.
I try to suppress them from my memory, but you're right. It's hard to forget neo-pronouns.
So we're going to learn a few more things this week, and one of them is that gravity, and more specifically the theory of gravity, is racist, in case you didn't know. Any guesses as to how this is possible?
Does this have something to do with firing bullets into the air?
No, it doesn't. Go ahead.
I brought that up when they were suggesting firing bullets into the air rather than shooting people who were trying to stab other people. And I said, you can excuse the certain elements of the population from obeying certain laws, but the law of gravity is kind of tough to flaunt.
What goes up must come down. That's right.
That's what I was always taught.
Professors at Sheffield University want to put disclaimers on Isaac Newton's theories because he benefited from, quote, colonial era activity, unquote, and believe the physics curriculum should instead promote inclusive design. Leaked documents show that the professors are planning to overhaul their physics courses to explain the global origins and historical context of Newton's theories with an inclusive curriculum development plan. I don't know why the theory of gravity should be affected by this. I guess maybe he was a free white man and he was able to sit under that apple tree that day and experience the breeze blowing that apple onto his head. I have no idea. The plans form part of the engineering faculty's efforts to challenge long-standing conscious and unconscious biases among students to tackle Eurocentric and white savior approaches to science and maths and promote inclusive design. The document says that important...
I didn't know... I didn't know that the law of gravity was Eurocentric. I thought it applied... across the board.
Yeah.
I thought there was equity in the law of gravity. It applied to everybody.
You know, it affects heavier people more than lighter people, so maybe there's not as much equity as we thought. The document says that important scientists such as Paul Dirac, Pierre-Simon Laplace, Newton, and Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz could be considered as benefiting from colonial-era activity. So apparently we're supposed to start from scratch, and somebody has to reinvent the theory of gravity that did not benefit from colonial Eurocentrism. So there you go. Gravity's
okay.
Racist.
I was just thinking how much I dreaded physics when I was in high school. I was always afraid that somehow I would make a mistake and end up in a physics course because I had, as much as I hated algebra and geometry, I knew I would be even more helpless in a physics course.
I love the outcomes of physics. I love the displays and the tricks that you can do, the illusions you can create with physics. I dare not try to understand how it's done.
No.
Condé Nast cooking publication ends beef recipes to encourage more sustainable cooking.
Yes, I saw this one. Epicurious. This confirms my suspicion, which I've said for the last several months, Taylor. All magazines are the same.
Yeah, this
now.
This
every magazine you can read the same thing.
Well, Condé Nast, they put out the GQ, the New Yorker,
Vanity Fair,
Vogue, all of those.
Yeah,
weird uppity magazines. Right. Their brand Epicurious announced that it will no longer publish recipes that include beef on its website. In an effort to encourage more sustainable cooking, we won't be publishing new beef recipes on Epicurious, the company confirmed in a piece published on its website. It continued, "We've cut out the beef. Beef won't appear in new Epicurious recipes, articles, or newsletters. It will not show up on our homepage. It will be absent from our Instagram feed."
Howie won't be appearing on their subscriber list either, nor will anyone that Howie knows. Incidentally, Condé Nast, a few years back, invested in Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Condé Nast magazine empire is worth about $22, and Reddit is worth billions.
Wow.
I dare say you can go to a Reddit to find a Reddit site or
beef
whatever.
Deep recipe thread, yeah.
A deep recipe thread for hamburger or cheeseburgers.
They also wrote almost 15% of greenhouse gas emissions globally come from livestock and everything involved in raising it. 61% of those emissions can be traced back to beef. Cows are 20 times less efficient to raise than beans and roughly 3 times less efficient than poultry and pork. So they're coming.
But they taste better. Hamburger tastes better than beans or tofu.
They're coming for your chicken and your pigs next. The Week in Woke is brought to you by Thinker.org. No more in no time with Thinker. That's think with an R at the end, like in read. Thinker summarizes the key ideas from noteworthy nonfiction. If you are a reader, you love reading, you go through maybe a couple of books a week, but you find yourself, you know, sometimes picking up a book that you're in the middle of it and you say to yourself, why did I buy this? If I'd known that this was going to be this book, I wouldn't have bought it. Thinker gives you a lot of summaries, a 10-minute summary to read or listen to, so you can try before you buy. It's better than just looking at the inside cover or the back to read something about the book. For a free trial, including a summary of Howie's New York Times bestseller, The Brothers Bulger, go to thinkr.org. That's thinker.org. All right, here's another couple of trigger warnings that could be appearing in a university near you. Students at Rutgers University, Camden, are now being infantilized with trigger warnings on Greek and Roman literature and history classes. Associate Professor Evan Jewell told Rutgers Camden News Now that he believes that students need to be warned about historic material that might upset their delicate sensibilities. He says, people have rightfully come to a more critical stance against continuing attitudes of racism and misogyny. So how do we teach an ancient society where misogyny, sexual assault, and harassment were the norm and built into the classic texts that we read? There are debates whether taking such an approach, he says, doesn't prepare them for the real world. Conversely, some argue that if someone has had a traumatic assault, the discussion might trigger this experience. I think it's better to prepare the students than to surprise them.
Taylor, you know, there's a word that you're using that's triggering me.
What might that be?
The word is trigger.
Trigger is your trigger word?
It reminds me of a gun.
And I'm
frightened of a gun, a firearm.
Are you also triggered by...
It's used by misogynists and racists and...
If you're playing a game of Battleship...
White supremacists.
If you're playing a game of Battleship and your opponent calls out C4, are you triggered?
I am. I'm really triggered. I take C4 really personally.
Jewell recounted an incident where a student had equated homosexuality with pederasty, a romantic relationship between an adult male and younger male that was socially acceptable in ancient Greece.
Oh, romantic. It's known as a felony.
Not in Greece. Not in ancient Greece, I should say.
Pederasty.
Jewell said that this line of thought has been used against people in the LGBT community for centuries to accuse them of pedophilia, to marginalize them, and to exclude them from the community. So all of these scenarios they're going to be bringing up in the Greek mythology and Greek history classes will come with trigger warnings if this passes. All right, we have come to our Karen of the Week. This is an interesting story, and there's audio to it. North Carolina official fired for exercising white privilege because he didn't call a black woman doctor. A North Carolina official was removed from his position Tuesday. This was last week for refusing to refer to a black woman using her doctoral title during a virtual meeting.
This was a PhD doctoral title, by the way, not an MD. I don't think you would have had a problem with calling her a doctor if she was an MD.
Enter Tony Collins. He's a construction contractor. I should say a white construction contractor.
And just construction contractors enough. He's not woke.
And former member of the Greensboro City Council Zoning Commission. A recent former member was ousted by a unanimous city council vote for ignoring Carrie Rosario's request to call her Dr. Carrie Rosario. This is the equivalent of calling Jill Biden Dr. Jill. She holds a PhD in public health and works as an associate professor at UNC Greensboro. The video recording of the commission's Monday meeting last week shows Collins addressing the college professor as Mrs. Rosario, and we can hear that exchange right now. This is Tony Collins.
It's Dr. Rosario. Thank you, sir.
Mrs. Rosario has something about
Dr. Rosario.
Well, I'm sorry. Your name says on here, Carrie Rosario. Hey, Carrie.
It's Dr. Rosario.
You got something.
I would call you Tony, so please, sir, call me as I would like to be called. That's how I'm identified.
It doesn't really matter. We're here.
It matters to me. It matters to me. And out of respect, I would like you to call me by the name that I'm asking you to call me by. Thank you.
Your screen says Carrie Rosario.
I'm verbalizing my name is Dr. Carrie Rosario. And it really speaks very negatively of you as a commissioner to be disrespectful.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
So, look, I don't care what you call me, Howie. As long as the check clears every couple of weeks, you call me whatever you want, right? That's just the way it is.
My relatives always used to say, you can call me anything you want, but don't call me late for dinner.
Right. Exactly. Councilwoman Sharon Hightower asked the city council to vote Collins out of his position for exercising white privilege by refusing the black woman's request to be called doctor. Again, he said in the video her name on the Zoom meeting was displayed as Carrie Rosario, not Dr. Carrie Rosario. She had to enter in her information, presumably, so that's what he was addressing her as.
I'm guessing, too, if Jill Biden had been testifying, he would have called her Jill or Mrs. Biden. You know, I'm thinking it wasn't a racial thing.
No, he called her Mrs. Rosario. He didn't say Carrie until she brought it up and made it an issue. That's just one of those examples where if somebody tells you to do something, you're more apt not to do that thing.
What is her PhD in, by the way?
Public
what does
health,
she teach?
Public health.
Oh!
She works as an associate professor at... See, she's not even a full professor. She's an associate professor. She's like a... She's a paraprofessional at UNC Greensboro.
So she's like Dr. Sutter's. Dr. Sutters has a...
No,
as,
Dr.
As Charlie...
Sutters has a state job. She's good for life, and she's the head
but
of
Dr.
the
But Dr. Sutters also has like a PhD in public health or some such thing.
That's fine, but she's actually doing something with it. Dr. Rosario is just an associate professor.
That's... Well, someone's got to be an associate professor. I used to be an adjunct lecturer. You know, someone's got to do that.
That's the Week in Woke, but... Howie. Thank you.
But she can't write a prescription. That's the key. That's where I draw the line on doctor. If you can write me a prescription, doctor. If you can't, Mrs. whatever. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. You know, we'd make jokes about Charlie Parker, but the real Charlie Parker was the greatest saxophone jazz performer of the era. And his greatest album, in my opinion, was Jazz at the Philharmonic. I decided to listen to it again last night. He's with Lester Young, The Bird. And it was just great. And I didn't bother anybody. I like to turn it up when he gets into his solo. But the mailroom manager doesn't like any kind of bebop jazz. So I don't bother anybody. I just put in the Raycons and I whatever I want to listen to, old-time radio, classic rock, or last night jazz at the Philharmonic with Charlie Parker. It just sounds fantastic.
And it's noise-canceling, too, so you don't get any of the extraneous noises around you that might interfere with your enjoyment. It's so pure. It's really a delight to put in your Raycons and listen to whatever your favorite music is, or podcasts in that case.
Right. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. I'm so glad I listened with my Raycons to jazz at the Philharmonic rather than to that ridiculous speech last night. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, I see you stumbled into critical theory and critical legal theory and critical philosophy. Like, I've been reading all this crap lately. Isn't it hysterical how they look for hidden biased meanings in everything, including logic, Newton's law of physics? These people are, like, completely out of their minds. It's a whole philosophical school.
It's more than philosophy. It's a religion, isn't it, Steve? I mean, it's a militant religion. You know, it's not like live and let live. It's you disagree, we're going to think about burning you at the stake. That's what cancel culture is all about, isn't it? Destroying everybody who disagrees with them.
Well, absolutely. It's what they call deconstruction. It's the deconstruction of the legal code, the deconstruction of logic,
right,
the deconstruction of enlightenment thinking and reasoning. It's really a deconstruction of the language. It's actually quite Orwellian. The
right.
Worst perpetrator was this guy named Derrida.
I don't know. I don't know Derrida. I think Herbert Marcuse was into it, wasn't he? I mean, I just remember cursorily reading his stuff in college and thinking this is just crazy crap. I didn't, I never understood that someday this would, when I was alive, this would be used against me and people like me, you know. But they're coming after live and let live Americans. I mean, I thought they just wanted to be treated with equality. I thought the leftists believed in the Bill of Rights. I was wrong. I got a wrong number. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.